कंचन बल्लभा गिरिवरधारी गोपीचन बल्लभा गिरिवरधारी ब्रज जन रंजन यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना क्षीरावन चारी यमुना क्षीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी यमुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपी जन बल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोर नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वनचारी मुना तीर वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे आयम विष्णु पाद परमहंस हरि ब्रज के चार जस्त तथा सर श्री श्री मारे श्री भगवान स्वामी प्रभुपाद की
जय
इस खान बीबीटी फाउंडर चार्ज श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय
जय
नित्य लीर पर विष्णु विष्णु पाद परमहंस हरि ब्रज के चार जस्त तथा सर श्री श्री मा भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की
जय
Sheila Gore showed us Babaji Ki. Sheila
Jai,
Bhaktivinoda
Jai.
Thakur Prabhupada
Jai.
Ki. Sad Goswami Ki. Ananta
Jai, Jai.
Koti Vaishnavinda Ki.
Jai.
Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki. Premte Gosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shadvaita Gadarha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki. Vrindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki, New Navadvip Dham Ki, Srimati Tulasi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Ganga Mai Ki, Yamuna Mai Ki, all glorious some of the devotees, all glorious some of the devotees, all glorious Shri Yoshi Shiguru and Garanga Opermanandi. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiraye nashta presha badveshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloki bhakti bhavati naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 11, verse 11. 1-11-11. 1-1-1-1.
Krishka, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. There's a glitch. Go ahead.
Madhu Bolja Dasharharha.
Madhu Bolja
Dasharharha.
Kukurandaka Brishnibhi.
Kukurandaka Brishnibhi.
Atmatulya Balar Guptam.
Atmatulya Balar Guptam.
Nagaram Bhagavati Mipa.
Nagaram
Bhagavati get back to you as soon as possible. All glories.
Somebody's got us on their answer phone.
I'm trying to figure that one out. Let's see. Where is that coming from?
Yeah. Rishabh Dave, whoever Rishabh Dave is, it was his answer machine. Madhu Bhoja Dasarharha.
Madhu Bhoja Dasarharha.
Kukurandaka Vrishnibhi.
Kukurandaka Vrishnibhi.
Atmatulya Balar Guptam.
Atmatulya Balar Guptam.
Nagar Bhagavati Miva. Madhu Bhoja Dasharharha.
Madhu Bhoja Dasharharha.
Kukurandhaka Vrishnibhi.
Kukurandhaka Vrishnibhi.
Atmatulya Balar Guptam.
Atmatulya Balar Guptam.
Nagar Bhagavati Miva.
Agar Bhagavati Miva.
Okay, somebody chant.
Madhu Bhoja Dasharharha.
Madhu
Bhoja Dasharharha.
Kukurandaka Vrishnibhi.
Kukurandaka Vrishnibhi.
Atmatulya Balar Guptam.
Atmatulya Balar Guptam.
Nagar Bhogavatim Iva.
Nagar Bhogavatim Iva.
Madhu Bhoja Dasarharha.
Madhu Bhoja Dasarharha.
Kukurandaka Vishnibhi.
Kukurandaka Vrishnibhi.
Atmatulya Balir Guptam.
Atma Tulya Baler Guptam.
Nagar Boga Batin Eva.
Nagar Boga Batin Eva.
Adu Boja. Okay, go ahead.
Please go on. Oh, please go on.
To leave this message, press 1. If you want to listen back to it, press 2. Or to re-record it, just press 3.
If you've decided you don't want to leave a message, press 4.
To change the confidentiality setting, press 5.
To leave this message and end the call, you can just hang up.
That's coming from free conference.
Is that... Huh? Okay.
You've just recorded a message. What would you like to do?
To leave this message, press 1. If
there. Okay. Sorry. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to do the word for word. Madhu.
Madhu.
Boja.
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 Dozaha.
Dozaha.
Arha.
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 Kukura.
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 Andaka.
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 Vrishnibi.
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 By the descendants of Vrishni.
By the descendants
of Vrishni.
Atmatulya.
Atmatulya.
As good as himself.
As good as himself.
As good as himself.
Balai.
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 By strength.
By strength.
By strength.
Guptang.
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 Protected.
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 Nagai.
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 By the Nagas.
By the Nagas.
By the Nagas.
Bhagavatim.
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 The capital of Nagaloka.
The
capital of Nagaloka.
Eva.
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 Like.
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 Before you read, let me just interrupt for a moment. First of all, I want to thank very much Pushkar Prabhu for taking his time to give class like this. Really appreciate it. We need to mute at this time. Also, I wanted to recognize a new listener. Gabriel from Brazil is listening for the first time. So at this time, we need everyone to mute. We have about 24 devotees on right now. So Pushkar, if you can just give me 1 second to set this up to mute, okay? Just 1 second and then continue.
Okay, as Bhogavati, the capital of Nagaloka, is protected by the Nagas, so is Dwarka, protected by the descendants of Vrishni, Boja, Madhu, Dasarha, Arha, Kukur, Andaka, etc., who are as strong as Krishna. Purport. The Nagaloka planet is situated below the Earth planet. It is understood that the sun rays are hampered there. The darkness of the planet is, however, removed by the flashes of the jewels set on the heads of the Nagas, celestial serpents, and it is said that there are beautiful gardens, rivulets, etc., for the enjoyment of the Nagas. It is understood here also that the place is well protected by the inhabitants. So also, the city of Dwarka was well protected by the descendants of Vrishni, who were as powerful as the Lord, insofar as he manifested his strength upon the earth. Om Gyanatimanandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gada Mahyam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Paragamam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Brijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Vadam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Mitam Shcha E Krishna Kurna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopeshiko Gopika Kantarara Kantanamostute Ha Vishvambara Ha Maharasamaya Premaika Sampannide Ha Padmasuta Ha Dayadrahidaya Brashtaika Bandhutama Ha Siteshwara Ha Characharapate Goravati Nakshama Ha Shivasa Gadadareshta Vishaya Tvam Megatis Tvam Gati Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitanda Shri Advaita Garha Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Maru Bojita Saharha Kukaranda Kavishnibi Atmatulya Balar Guptam Nagar Bhagavati Miva. As Bhagavati, the capital of Nagaloka, is protected by the Nagas, so is Dwarka protected by the descendants of Vishnu, Boja, Maru, the Sarha, Arha, Kukur, Andaka, etc., who are as strong as Lord Krishna. So, I guess the main point here is comparing this Bhagavati of Nagaloka. Now, according to various sources, like in the fifth canto, places such as Nagaloka are below the earth, meaning actually they're Bila Svarga. It's a pleasurable place, but there's no sun. And it is also sometimes mentioned that even there's more enjoyment there than there are in the higher Svarga Lokas. But in any case, it is also said that it's guarded, especially by Vasuki, the great serpent. And we know that Vasuki was used to churn the ocean of milk. The demons and demigods were fighting over which end, you know, one end the tail was attached, and the demons wanted it because they were envious, like that. Because the demigods had it, they switched, they fought. And then Vasuki was also drawing. I actually did a painting of the great fish Matsya, and Vasuki is being used. I don't know how long Vasuki is, but the fish was 8 million miles. The whole story, like that. And but in Nagaloka, Bhagavati is the capital, and now Nagaloka. The description in Ramayana is that it is an island. It may be different, but it also mentions Bhagavati there. And it's very opulent. And this island is very, very tall, not so wide. The description was something like 8 or 80 yojan is not very, but very much taller. Much, you know, 10, 20 times taller than it is wide. And it's very opulent and beautiful. And that when in the Kishkinda Kanda, the part in the Ramayana where they're looking for Sita, then the monkeys are instructed to go. Hanuman is instructed to go there out first to look for Sita at Sri Lanka, and also he said to go out past there if necessary to Bhagavati, which would infer that the somehow it's way out, you know. And so he was told that when you go there, don't go past Bhagavati because then it's unknown territory. So it's not sure exactly. Here it is specifically said, though, that it's hampered. Prabhupada uses the word hampered. So the sunlight is hampered. So we don't know what that means. If it's below, it's hampered. But in any case, it's a very opulent place. And although from the teachings of Chanakya Pandit, I'm going to have to hang this one up.
Hello? Yeah, I'll call you back. Who is it?
So, Chanakya Pandit, he says that a serpent that has a beautiful jewel on its hood, Vijayalankatopi Sang. And that's like a person who is very learned, but is not a devotee, or especially is very demoniac. One has to be very wary. So this analogy is being used. So it's interesting that they'll compare Bhagavati to Dwarka, which is a transcendental abode of Krishna. But in any case, just to give an idea, it's given here. The darkness of the planet is, however, removed by the flashes of the jewels set on the heads of the Nagas, celestial serpents, and their beautiful gardens, rivulets, It is understood here also that the place is well protected by the inhabitants. So also the city of Dwarka was well protected, who were as powerful as the Lord. So Atmatulya is good as himself. Specifically, Krishna several times mentions that Uddhava, he was the chief or the most important pure devotee amongst Krishna's devotees. He was left on the planet. He was told, in fact, the advanced devotees who are considered Nityasiddha, Uddhava was considered sometimes Nityasiddha, other times Krishna is saying he's a Basu. In any case, he was told to stay in Dwarka at the demise of the Yadus, when they fought. In fact, all these persons, descendants, fought. Anyone who was the Yadus and all these people, they fought and killed each other, drinking this white, Prabhupada describes it as a light alcoholic beverage, not very strong, but somehow by the will of Krishna, they all self-destructed. But Uddhava was specifically left and instructed by Krishna to go up to the Bhadrika Ashram, Narayan Rishi is worshipped, and that the people there were pure devotees. But he also went and followed the Lord to where he was sitting under the banyan tree. And there also, by some fortune, Maitreya arrived. Now, all this is being described to Vidura in the third canto. So when Krishna was speaking, he also said, Nodava mad anu, that Uddhava is not even one anu, one slightly different than me. So we know specifically that Krishna considered Uddhava a completely pure devotee and not different. And that when, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's described that when one is initiated, Krishna takes him as Atmasam, Diksha Kale Bhaktakori Atmasam. When one takes Diksha, he should be qualified, obviously, because according to Krishnadas Kaviraj, he is Atmasam, means that he's equal to Krishna. Krishna takes him as an equal. And Krishna considers that this is a great privilege to be a devotee, especially more advanced devotee, that one should have this status. Not that we think that we're Krishna at all, but Krishna takes it like that. It gives us a little peek into the transcendental mentality of Krishna. Sometimes it is said, na sankarshano, na shri, that Krishna described Uddhava, that even Sankarshan or Balaram, even the goddess of fortune, even Brahma or Lord Shiva, even my own self, I take that Uddhava is even better. And Krishna says in various places that, especially when he's speaking with the Jaya Vijaya, or the four Kumaras, when the four Kumaras were apparently offended by Jaya Vijaya, he said that I would lop off my arm to, you know, for the devotees, that I consider them so pure. And so Krishna, we know in the transcendental Leela of Krishna in Dwarka that so many times these sons of Krishna fought valiantly, like Samba, Pradyumna, and the battles. I mean, it's inconceivable. Even Uddhava, when he was speaking with Krishna for the sake of Maitreya, it's described there in the third canto, he was asking him, how is it possible that you could hide in a fort when you're fighting with Jarasandha, or you could have to escape from Kamsa, or so many instances where Krishna, because these are the transcendental Leelas, and he was doing that for the sake of Maitreya, explaining, and for this, and also not only Maitreya, but for everyone, that all devotees sometimes, unless they're on the absolute topmost, they have ideas that how are these things that Krishna's doing these worldly things, but he's doing these things. But herein, these great devotees are said to be as good and powerful as Krishna. So if one takes shelter of the pure devotee, we know, just like one takes shelter of Prabhupada, he has We have no chance, really. Tad britya britya paricharaka britya brityasya brityati mam smaralokanata. And this is a prayer by King Kulashekar, or part of a prayer, where he says, britya britya is a little bit like dasa dasanu das. He wants to be the servant. Britya means one who is maintained, the bharta, bhuta bharta, maheshvara. Krishna is the bharta. He maintains all the living entities, the bhuta. And therefore, one wants to take shelter of that supreme. But on the other hand, tadira charana sevi bhakta sanivas. Janame janame hoy ea abilas. Nartam Das, he's telling us, janame janame hoy, my abilas, my desire is only that tadira charana sevi, that I could take the lotus feet, the dust of the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, Sad Goswami, Rupa Raghunatha Padijaras. Same thing Kaviraj Goswami says. Such exalted persons as Narottam Das Thakur and Kaviraj Goswami, their only desire, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Dante Trina, he wants to take a straw, he wants to take the dust of the Rupa and Raghuna. They're showing us always by the example, persons even like Jiva Goswami, the dust of Rupa and Raghuna, the dust of Rupa Sanatan. When Prabhupada sings this song, if anyone listens sometime, there's one very slow version where he's singing this Nam Sankirtan song, Tadera Charana Sevi, and Prabhupada's voice cracks more than once. He sings it two or three times. And each time he says Sevi, his voice goes up in it, crying for the mercy of the six Goswamis. Tadera Charana Sevi, Bhakta Sanivas, Janame, Janame Hoy, Ea Bila. He's begging for the pure mercy of the seva of these great personalities, because we get some idea, but Prabhupada is fully in line, fully empowered, just like the iron rod, in the service of these Goswamis, always praying. Prabhupada said the difference between is that us and Prabhupada is that he's always in this mood of service, praying that he won't fall down. Now, of course, he doesn't fall down, but he's on a spontaneous platform, whereas we're grappling, fighting with Maya. Like Prabhupada said, someone said, oh, I was in Maya. Prabhupada said, you're always in Maya. Sometimes you fall into Krishna. You fall into Krishna. So we're in this position of struggling, and the best way to surmount this struggle is to take shelter of Prabhupada. Take shelter of his bhajan, take shelter of his books, all his instructions, and wherever we can find them. And just now I was reading one instruction, third canto or somewhere, where he was saying that a serious student will study all the commentaries of the Goswamis and other commentators like Sridhar Swami. So there's no harm in studying them also, and that the fact that they're being translated and produced, we shouldn't think that we can't read them. No, Prabhupada said he wanted a certain sector of devotees. So this gives us even more shelter. If we become somehow bewildered and give up some faith in Prabhupada or service to Prabhupada, then that's our tough luck. Then nagati katopi, then your destination is unknown. Meanwhile, Yasya Prasadad, Bhagavat Prasadad, Yasya Prasadad, Nagati Katopi. One takes the prasad, the mercy, by the mercy of Krishna, one gets this mercy of Krishna, of Prabhupada. But one cannot get that mercy of Krishna. He has to make some contact. Therefore, Prabhupada is always in line with the Goswamis, taking shelter of these superior devotees. Not that we jump. Nobody is jumping in the spiritual world. Radharani, Prabhupada said, Radharani's mood is, oh, this devotee is better than me. This devotee is better. She's making arrangements for. And so the Manjaris, they're humbly serving. Of course, they have very intimate service. They get to see the intimate pastimes of Radha Krishna. But there is transcendental envy. Dui lagi hurahari. In the spiritual world, Krishna is trying to do more for the devotees. Devotees are trying to do more for Krishna. He's giving, just like Nityananda says, give me the gift of your liberation. So what gift is that? A materialist might ask, what gift is that, that my liberation is? But the devotees, they understand these things. These things cannot be understood without chanting Hare Krishna, without being in touch with the pure devotees. This is Atma Sam. In this case, Atma Tuya, as good as himself. Tuya means equal. This word is used in Bhagavad Gita in several places, like in 14th chapter. Tulya Mitrari Paksheyo Suke Duki Samekritva. One has to be equal in heat and cold, happiness and distress, in gain and loss. One has to be and is enjoined. He has to become Tulya, equal. So we see that word Tulya mentioned. But here it's used as good as Krishna himself. And Bhagavad Gita gives us direct instruction how to get to that point. Namam Karmani Limpante Name Karma Palais Priti Mam Yobajanati. I think it's 4th chapter of the Gita. That just as if one worships Krishna by chanting the holy name, he can get to this point. That not that one is as good as Krishna, but one has to be equipoised. The Prabhupada, in the Nectar Devotion, there he used one quote that in the heart of someone who has lamentation and that Krishna is not there. So if one is not equipoised, at least, Tulya Mitrari Pakshayo, Jitatmana Prashantasha, Paramatma Samahita, one who has conquered the mind, then he's already in equilibrium he already is understanding what is a super soul. Otherwise, if one is bogai shaya prashaktanam tayapri dechejasam, trying to enjoy, then there's no question of this knowledge. Bogartiha kuto vidya. Another Chanakya shloka where he says, bogarti na, one who wants to enjoy in this material, bogarti na kuto vidya, where is knowledge for him? And on the other hand, he says, for one who is knowledgeable, kuto bogarti na, kuto bogarti na, where is material pleasure for one who is actually vidya, who is an actual knowledgeable person? Vidya vinaya sampane brahmani gavi hastani shuni chaiva sapakke cha pandita samadarshana. The pandit is equipoise samadarshana. Krishna is equal, as he says, samoham sarvabhuteshu name. Rest of that verse. That I am equal to all, but one who renders service to me, then I favor him, which is natural. Anybody will favor their own son, you know, a little bit, although he's equal. So Krishna also favors, but still we're equal, equipoised. So Krishna favors the devotees in a way, but he's equal at the same time. This means, that's explained that yeyatamam prabhajante tamsataiva bhajamyan mamavart manavart. Everyone's following the path in every way, and Krishna's equal. He's just rewarding. Yes, so you have so much devotion. He's not impersonal, in other words. He's not impersonal. So these great devotees who in Dwarka, like in the last verses here, I haven't been listening to the classes, they were lamenting about Krishna, about his attraction and seeing his face. Just imagine seeing Krishna all the time. Even the gopis were lamenting just the blinking of their lids. They would not get to see Krishna for a tiny fraction of a moment. But they wanted, like Radharani, they wanted Krishna in Vrindavan, even when they saw him coming to Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra was not the same. Tathahamsa Radha. I'm the same Radha. Rupa Goswami understood this mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're always perpetually in separation of Krishna. Now, devotees there in this mood, poor Virag, that, oh, he may go. Sometimes they're in the mood that he's already gone, he's gone away, or he will go. But Prabhupada used this term I saw recently, perpetually in separation, perpetually. it is said, and I don't know where, but I do know actually that Prabhupada said once, and we could check, but apparently he said it to Siddhasroop, just try to understand, Krishna is not here. Now, I never asked Siddhasroop that, if because it's not recorded and it's not written anywhere, but he probably made this point. He said, just try to understand, Krishna is not here. Ashlishyava padaratam panashtamam adarshanam. Even he's adarshanam, Mahaprabhu says. We don't see him. But due to this perpetual longing for Krishna, then we meet Krishna. We see Krishna always. Now we see Krishna. We saw Krishna here in Lachwa yesterday very nicely in his Chandan Yatra feature covered with nice. This is the hot season. It wasn't the hottest day of the year, but he, after grinding sandalwood pulp, many devotees for a long time, they covered most of the deities. Radharani, marble Radharani, doesn't get the Chandan or because of the delicate nature of her skin, but they're covered. So we see Krishna sometimes, and we should be lamenting, oh, where is Krishna? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after the, 2 weeks that they don't see Krishna before the Rath Yatra, or during the Rath Yatra, or rather before the Rath Yatra, then there's some festival called Nayanotsava, where they see the eyes of Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra. So devotees were so anxious to see, Krishna, very anxious. But unless we have that mood, that even for a moment, well, we didn't see Krishna. That's why we should be very anxious. Oh, Mangalartik is there. I have to see Krishna. Prabhupada wanted everyone to live in the temple. Oh, all night I've been in Maya sleeping. Maybe I wasn't. Maybe I dreamed of Krishna. Maybe I dreamed of Prabhupada. If we're very fortunate, very, very fortunate. But otherwise, we should be anxious. Oh, Mangalartik is there. I have to see Krishna. Let me go. And some devotees are getting there very early. Some are coming in time. Some cannot rise. Prabhupada said, if you can't rise, that means that you have some problem. You're not making advancement at all. Cannot get up, cannot go, have no desire, like that. But this is the mood of the devotees. They want to see Krishna. And so this comparing to Nagaloka, the main idea of the shloka as it in context is that Dwarka is such an opulent place. It's so wonderful that it's 16,000 palaces and there's every type of all the seasons are there simultaneously, the opulences of all the seasons and the flower orchard and the incense wafting, and every palace is made of wonderful jewels and the best quality marble and ivory and all the opulences. Some of these opulences were even Prabhupada mentions even in the Red Fort up until recently when some of the Chinese or the Italians came. It was still very opulent. That Mathura was more opulent than anything they ever imagined, even up till 700-800 years ago, before the whoever demons had a chance to sack it. Now they're finding that there's a stash of like $25-30 billion worth of amazing paraphernalia hidden, that had been hidden under the temple, the Padmanabha temple. This is just a tiny taste. It's said that even to this day, the wealthy Indians, they're importing something like 600 tons of gold into India. Of course, it's in private hands. So that's also billions and billions of dollars every year that they're accumulating. Unfortunately, others are dying, committing suicide because they can't even grow a crop. Things are not very nice. It's not exactly trickling down, and there are so many demons that are there. But all this opulence was available. Of course, there's Sudama Vipra, but we know what happened to him. He came there with just a tiny bit of chipped rice, but he had no desire. No desire. He was perfectly satisfied. Couldn't even get chipped rice. His wife got it somehow, begging. And, oh, go meet your old friend Krishna. And then what did he get when he came back? Whew. Amazing. His place was just like Dwarka. His little hovel had been transformed. When Krishna was in Mathura, similar things happened, like with the florist, and he got all opulence and promoted back to Godhead. So this is our aspiration, Not that we think we will be equal to Krishna, as it says in this verse, but that at least we could take shelter of the pure devotees who are what we consider equal. They're giving Krishna. Prabhupada so many times said that more merciful. Krishna is saying at the end of the Gita, Nata Paskaya, Na Bhaktaya. Don't, he tells Arjuna, don't even speak this to those who are not bhaktas or not austere, somehow or other. But he says also, Nacha Tasman Maneshu Kaschin Me Prikritama, that there's no one that I favor more than someone who preaches this. He says amongst the devotees. But of course, devotees are so merciful, Prabhupada said. They're more merciful. This transcendental mercy is so potent. Prabhupada used to quote sometimes Shakespeare that I believe it's a play called The Merchant of Venice, where there's one quote that this mercy is so great that not that one receives it, that may be great, but one who gives it, he is even more benefited. So this is the nectar that the Sankirtan devotees achieve when they have the realization. Just like people wonder, how can these some people stay fired up so many? You see some devotees are going for 40-something years and still going out all the time, regularly or every day, so many times going out, distributing the mercy, just because they're getting a taste, distributing the mercy. Somehow we want to distribute that mercy. We're not keeping it, hoarding it. Just like Prabhupada, he couldn't contain him. He couldn't contain himself. He had to translate. He himself was going, not only translating, and now somebody might be a translator, that's great, but there was no cadre, no group, no mechanism for him, but he had to do it himself. Transport, collect all the money, go to Delhi, supervise all the proofs, the galleys, correct it, make sure it got printed, make sure it got bound, and then on rickshaws without eating, sacrificing everything, not eating even, taking that money just to print books. So this is the mercy, because he understood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. Bhad bhumite hoila manusha janma jar janma sarta kori one. Upajivinam, just like the merciful trees described in a 10th canto. They're just like the most merciful kshatriyas. They are willing to give, just like great trees. They protect everybody from shade, even. They're cut down, Mahaprabhu says. Chanarapi suni tororiva, just like the tree, even someone cuts it, still it doesn't protest, it says nothing. Like the grass trampled. So these things are necessary if one is to be at least in the frame, mindset to take shelter of the great devotees. Ashray loy bhaji, Krishna tari nahi jaji. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, ashray, one takes shelter of Krishna through the pure devotee, he Krishna never gives him up. Nahi tyaji, he will never give you up, but he'll save you. Just like Kaviraj Goswami has one shloka that the master, the perfect master, he saves the devotee, and the perfect devotee, he always takes shelter of the master. It's a similar set of shlokas in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, where dunde, the word dunde, that if one gets the danda, or the chastisement, the stick of chastisement from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he tolerates it and accepts it as mercy, then he is fit to go to Vaikuntha. Whereas someone else, if he rejects that merciful stick, then he is fit to go be punished by Yamaraj after that. Who knows for how long. Durgame Patimandashas Kalat Padagadiyamahu, one verse by Kaviraj Goswami where he says, Durgame, my path is very difficult. Patimandasya, I'm blind. Skalat Pad, I'm tripping here and there. I can't even walk properly. But he says, I'm taking the stick of mercy. The sages have given me the stick. Swasti Danina, Santa Santa Avalambanam. I take Ambal Alambanam, means the stick, the support. And we know that the aluminum is the support of the various rasas, bhavas. One of the aspects is aluminum. This is a type of aluminum, but also the stick. We need to take that stick on our head Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, in the morning, you beat your head, beat your mind with a broomstick and shoes in the morning, in the evening, 100 times beating. What is that beating? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, it means taking shelter of the holy name. Never give it up. Even as hundreds and thousands of tribulations and put before us, we never. So, those of us who are living comfortably or in a comfort zone, and not that I'm excluded, but so many of us, it becomes more difficult. Therefore, Prabhupada wanted everyone. He used to quote it. Here we are, 60-something years old. Prabhupada used to quote, Pancha Sodran Varam Vrajet. One should leave home, give up everything, and go out. And then preach. He wanted preachers. Not just that he wanted, no, but this is the only way that we really can, if we don't become selfless preachers, giving out the mercy, we cannot achieve the mercy. No. Hita kamyaya, I'm doing this for your sake. Hitakari no, tribhuvane, manyo saranyakaro. The six Goswamis, they're worshipable by us. They gave up everything. Taktvator namashesha mandalapati. Just see, they were living more comfortably than we can imagine. Their places were opulent, like Dwarka. They had palaces. Rupa and Sanatan, Raghunath, they were definitely living mandalapati, like the lords of the universe. And at the same time, Rupa and Sanatan especially, they had constructed Radhakun replicas. Rupa Goswami was already writing transcendental literature even before contacting. But he was lamenting. They were lamenting, well, when will I see Mahaprabhu? When will I see Mahaprabhu? They knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Puri and they were so devastated. And they were hoping against hope. They had written a letter to see Mahaprabhu, always thinking, when can we see him? He finally came there. Everyone was wondering, why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go to Brahmakali? Only to give the mercy to Rupa and Sanatan. And still they remained in their positions for some time after that. But they gave it up. They gave up such, and they, Kopina Kantashrito, simply wearing a loincloth. Kopin, what's a kopin? Nothing. So these are the persons we admire. These are our role models. They've given up everything to give out the mercy. And when it says Atma Tulya, we can understand, we can relate to that. Equal to Krishna, they're giving Krishna. Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite par. Krishna is yours, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. I'm running after you. Dai tava pache pache. He says, I'm running after my Guru Maharaj. You have Krishna, please. Dai tava pache pache. Pache pache means running after. Dai means running, running, running. Krishna dite par. If you would examine me, you'll find nothing. Yogacha vichari kichu nahi. Johnny, you will see nothing. Yogacavichari means if you examine me carefully, you will find I'm nothing. I'm only made of your mercy. That's all. All I have, my only asset, is those two lotus feet. So many times Prabhupada would describe various bhajans that one whose only asset is the two lotus feet of Nityananda. Nittai na bolilo muke. If we samsara suke. If we don't take those lotus feet, nityanabali, we don't chant the holy name of Nityananda, Gaur Nittai, samsara will be merged into samsara. We have to be. So this only choice is taking Krishna, taking Maya, taking lotus feet of Krishna, ashray. These are the six aspects of full surrender given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Jive Doya. The real Jive Doya, Krishna Nam. Jive Doya, Krishna Nam. Sarva Dharma Shara. The essence of all Dharma is to chant the holy name. And the essence of all mercy, Jive Doya, is also this particular Dharma to distribute somehow or other the holy name. Firche Neche Gaur Nittai. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Gaur Nittai, they're dancing all over Nabadweep, and they're shikadiya shabnadiya. Shikadiya, they're giving this shiksha to everyone. What is that? Krishna das avishvas korle tor dukonai. You're the servant of Krishna. You're the servant of Krishna. Just believe it. Prabhupada says, believe it. Vishvash, Shraddha Shabde Vishvas Kohesu Didinish Joy Krishna Bhakti Koli Sarvakarma Krita Hoy. If one has faith that by performing Krishna Bhakti, Hari Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti, Shraddha Shabde, this is the definition of enthusiasm, faith, eagerness, Utsahan. By doing that, Sarva, everything else will be accomplished. I don't need to do all anything else. It's all nonsense. However I can do it, with whatever I have. Prana, artha, dia, vacha. My life, artha, my wealth, dia, intelligence, and words. So even if we don't have any intelligence, hopefully we have some intelligence. Our words are there, and whether speaking of our money and our life, yeah, so Prabhupada described that we have no such life sacrificers here in India. He was giving one news conference in Delhi in 1976, and these reporters were asking some challenging questions. And within a short time, they were subdued and pacified by Prabhupada. Somehow or other, they were very fortunate. They got Prabhupada's darshan. And one of their big challenges was, well, Swamiji, you know, according to all the Shastras, and India is a very pious country, but we're suffering so much, whereas in the West, they are not suffering. But they supposedly, they're getting so much opulence, but they're not following any Dharma there. And then Prabhupada's quick answer was, yes, but in India, this is where Krishna appears, where Rama appears, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, you have Bhagavad Gita. They don't have such thing. You have it here if you have rejected Krishna. And then what does Krishna say? Talk about Dwarka and all the beautiful things you have rejected. Anad bhavanti bhutani parjanyarana sambhava. If you simply do your yajna, especially the Harinam, you'll get everything. But because you have no faith, you've given it all up just to try to, you have established your nuts and bolts and your nonsense Goodyear tire factory. So you eat your nuts and bolts. You eat your tires then. You don't want to grow food. Krishna says, Krishi Goraksha Vanijam Vaishyakama. Everything is given easily in a nutshell in Bhagavad Gita, but you have rejected it. Because you have not accepted it, you must suffer 10 times, he said. You should suffer. He didn't say you should, but you suffer 10 times more than they do. And then he said, they were wondering how all this was coming about, this Hare Krishna movement. And he said, because my Western boys and girls, they're going out 12 hours a day, living in vans, distributing my books, distributing this mercy to everyone, he said. But we have no such life sacrificers here in India. Of course, since then, we have many Indian devotees. Prabhupada's words paid off. His strong preaching, strong preaching. Those born in India, Bharat Bhumi Tehur, those who are pious like that, so pious, they could relate to Prabhupada. They understood what he was saying. Yes, here is the actual guru. These are the words of Krishna. Prabhupada's speaking the exact words of Krishna. Vyasa prasadat shutaban. Someone praised Prabhupada that he was like a modern Vyasa, and Prabhupada said, well, not, no. He said, oh, well, from one angle, he said, where it says that Sanjaya, when he was speaking with Dhritarashtra, he said, by the mercy of Vyasa, Vyasa prasadat shutavan. I've heard this by the mercy of Vyasa. Therefore, Prabhupada said, by that angle, you could say. Of course, we know Prabhupada is sitting on the Vyasa san. He, maybe others don't deserve it, but he was sitting on Vyasa san, representing Vyas perfectly. And what was Vyas? He was also so merciful. Kripya munina akritam. In the first canon, we read that Vyas, he was a perfect via media incarnation of Krishna, compiling all Vedas and writing so many wonderful verses in Bhagavatam and speaking. So by that mercy, Sanjaya said, I have understood this whole Bhagavad Gita. And he was telling Dhritarashtra, Rajan Samsmritya Samsmritya, I'm becoming ecstatic again and again when I hear about it. So the guru, Acharya Mam Vidyanyam Navamanyeta Tattavit. Krishna says himself in 11th canon, Acharya Vijaniyam Navamanya. Never think, Archevishaladir Guru Shu Naramatir. Never think this hellish mentality that the Acharya is any different from Krishna. Krishna says, no, Acharya Mam Vijaniyam Navamanya. Not for one moment should you ever think that the Acharya is any different from myself. Nabuja Marchabu. No, become envious, thinking he's an ordinary person. Tadvigyan Artam Sagurume Vigachet, Shrotriyam Brahmani. He is Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. He is heard perfectly and understood, realized. So we're getting that here in Prabhupada's purports. Because he is Krishna, he has favored somehow or other. We shouldn't be envious. Krishna has favored so and so. No, I should be. I should think, yes, I have not done that. That's how we should think. So and so is getting the mercy. That is because they have done so much. They have done. We, the gopis, were saying that we don't know what this flute has done. They were transcendentally envious. It is a dry piece of wood with so many faults, so many holes in it. Still, it is getting the nectar of Krishna's lips, that which we deserve. We should get it. No. Somehow or other, this flute has performed some type of pious activity. It's gone to some holy place. We don't know where. It's chanted some special mantra. We don't know what it is. No, we should think like that. Oh, so-and-so is so advanced, so I should do like that, like him. I should follow his example. His example, what is his example? He's not envious. There's so many verses describing one who is not envious. Nirmatsavanam satam vejam vastavamatra. The Bhagavatam is meant for those who are non-envious. So all these are hints, instructions, how to get out of this mundane way of thinking. And this verse also. Any comments? Thank you. Hello.
Yes, just give me one second. I'm trying to switch over. Okay, everybody is unmuted on free conferencing. If you need to mute yourself, unmute yourself. Press star 6.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, we hear you. We hear you.
Thank you very much. It was really very nice class. And it's very nice how you bring it into devotional service and bring the focus back to pure devotional service. It's really nice. Just wanted to make a comment on Nag Kanya and Nagaloka. Of course, we have heard that they only get pregnant once and then they get abortion at the time when Sudarshan comes, then they die. Lord Chaitanya, Sudarshan. That's not. Also, there is two wives from there. In fact, they have mystic powers where they can turn into any forms, even human beings. So Arjuna, one of Arjuna's wives was Ulupi. She's Nag Kanya and Indrajit's wife, who is the Ravana's son. So I'm just going to post this from Wikipedia.
You're saying they come from Nagaloka?
Nag Kanya. Yeah.
But they're not snakes.
Nag Loka, they can change themselves. They are Nag Kanya, means Nag Loka.
Oh, I thought Kanya means the daughter, right?
Yeah, yeah. So his daughter, it is said that is one of the daughters of Lakshman, who is also Seshnag, right?
Yeah, I know. They say, it's of course, that the Nagapatni, the wives of Kaliya, are also not snakes.
You hold that back for just a few minutes.
So there are a lot of Nag Kanyas. They come to earthly planets and they allure men and they get so attracted, like they did Arjuna. They took him down there, and same with Indrajit married one of the Nag Kanyas. They are very beautiful and they do that.
Where's that story about Arjuna? Is that in the Mahabharata? I forgot about that. That's the Mahabharata.
Yes.
Right. I should have thought of
it. Ulupi. Yeah. Another one I wanted to share, if some people watch Hindi movies, which are also somehow, some of them have transcriptions by Krishna Loka, whoever that does it. It's a very nice movie called Sati Nag Kanya. And I think in that one also, it showed Arjuna's three wives. One of them is Ulupi. So Sati Nag Kanya, if anybody get a hand on that Hindi movie, it's really nicely done and shows the opulence of the Nag Loka. Yeah.
Really? When was it made?
Oh, long time. It's a Hindi movie. So like a long time, it's beautifully done. Almost, I think that's one of the best movies I've seen, apart from
Sati's not from Nagaloka, though. I mean, if it's
Sati means the chase. Sati
oh, yeah.
means chaste.
Okay.
So this Sati... was the chaste wife of Indrajit. So they call the movie Sati Nag Kanya, means the chaste oh. wife or chaste daughter or somebody from Indra from Nagaloka.
But you're not sure which. Sometimes those movies are like not exactly the Shastri. Even Bhakti Charu's movies about Prabhupada, he changed so many things, you know, for the movie.
But this one comes fit in with a lot of Mahabharata stories, so that's why I'm saying that.
Okay.
Mahabharata. Arjuna's marriage as well uh-huh. as Indrajit. And as I said, this one comes second to Sita's wedding. You know, Sita's wedding.
It's made by the same people? It's made by the same people, you mean?
It's been a long time since I saw it, so I forget, but it's very okay. nicely done. Sati Nakanya, okay. if anybody wants to watch it. It's really entertaining to see all the lower planets. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Please go ahead.
Jai, thank you, Prabhu, for a lovely class. The mood of Lord Chaitanya was very much in that of Radha, Srimati Radha, wanting to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan, away from all of the pomp and opulence of Dwarka, and bring him back to the simplicity and the pristine beauty of Vrindavan. We also see that sometimes in the mundane world, someone may be incredibly wealthy, has lives in a very palatial lifestyle, but yet maybe he has a little cabin off in the woods, and he relishes when he's able to leave his opulence and go there. He finds it much more peaceful and much more to his liking. So my question, why is it that we worship Krishna primarily in the mood of opulence, more in the mood of Dwarka than that of Vrindavan, which if that was the desire of Mahaprabhu to take Krishna back to Vrindavan.
Well, I'm not sure that we worship. I mean, of course, initially when we got Radha Krishna deities, Prabhupada said that, you know, because, you know, we're not advanced, we're worshiping actually Lakshmi Narayan and this opulent mood. And my hunch about that after all these years for my two senses is that, you know, we really weren't advanced and we're much more attracted by opulence. And we didn't have a handle, and we didn't really have a handle on what is Braj opulence. I mean, right there in the CC, when Lord Chaitanya was joking with Venkata Bhat and asking him, why is it that your Lakshmi, your goddess of fortune, you know, gave up everything to be with Krishna in Vrindavan, but we don't find the gopis, that their minds are not attracted by Narayan, Nahi Narayan, you know. And so it was kind of in a joking way, but it was heavily philosophical. And Venkata was like, you know, he was one of the biggest pundits in South India. I mean, come on, his brother is Prabodhananda Saraswati. His son is Gopal Bhatta Goswami. I mean, he can't have been a very, you know, he had to be one of the sharpest guys around at the time. And he said, I can't answer that. You answer that, you know. Right, and then there's another conversation with Shiva. So it's described that even all the opulence of the goddess of fortune is nothing, not even equal one particle of the dust of Braj. So it's just, if we don't have that realization, then you know we're in that it's better to stay in that lila of opulence. But if we start to get it, then we just by reading about it, hearing about it more and more, then. So it's not that, no, Goloka Vrindavan is lacking anything or Braj, the original, you know. Of course, Bhaktisiddhanta says Braj means to walk. So wherever the pure devotee goes, like Pari Brajakacharya, he brings Braj, the actual Braj. It's not that one has to go to, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, you can't buy a ticket to Braj. You can't buy a ticket to Braj. And, you know, even he said, Bhaktivinoda also said that the actual pure devotees would like to stay in Kurukshetra because this is the mood of always feeling the separation from Vrindavan. Anyway, these are all elevated topics, but it's not that Dwarka has all this opulence and, you know, but this is Krishna wants to go back. He's always dreaming about it. He's always, himself wants to go back, right? What to speak of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Ganir, Vairagya Pradhan. Pradhan means the main thing. The Vairagya is what Mahaprabhu, that's what satisfies. Jaha Deki Priti Hoy Gora Bhagavan. When he sees this, Deki, Mahaprabhu, when he sees this renunciation of Raghunath Das and Haridas and Sanatana Goswami, and then he's very pleased, very satisfied. So when Sanatana Goswami came along the beach being invited to Yameshwar for lunch prasad with Mahaprabhu, he came along the beach, was blazing hot, because Mahaprabhu, as it says in the beginning of the chapter, Parikshaya means like Parikshit. He was examining, he was testing. Lord Chaitanya was testing him practically, of course, and it kind of, he knew that he would pass the test. As soon as he came, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Oh, Sanatan, how did you get here?" He said, "Oh, I just came along the beach." He said, "Whoa, the sand's so hot. I mean, anyone been in South India and walked barefoot, and when it's blazing hot, I couldn't handle it. I mean, you have to have calluses on your feet. But I went into like a couple of temples barefoot, and if you go on the outside part in the middle of the day, it's blazing hot. You try to walk in the shady little area, and it's unbelievable. But all the people that live there are used to it. They just walk around. You could cook, you know, doses on the ground. Anyway, you can imagine, you know, we've all been on the beach too, on the hot sand. So Sanatan said, "Oh, I didn't notice anything." He said, "But look, you got blisters all over on your feet." He goes, "Oh, I didn't notice that." He didn't notice it. He's so absorbed. Oh, and he just said, "No, I didn't. I couldn't go that way where the pujaris might touch me. You know, they got contaminated." I mean, what kind of humility is that? We can't even get a handle on it. So this is what satisfies Lord Chaitanya, this type of renunciation. It's not that there's always a danger if one is attracted to this dwarka opulence, he'll want also opulence too. If we continue to be that type of superficial opulence, it's not superficial, it's dwarka, but it's not meant for us anyway. But still, one particle of the dust of the Dham. And what is that Dham, though? I mean, that dust is there available in the service. Tadira Chana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas. And he says, Mora Pancha Grass. My five types of foodstuff are the dust of the lotus feet of the six Goswamis. Achai Goshai Jarmui Taradas. Mora Pancha Grass. These are my five types of foodstuff. This is what Narottam Das is saying in his song. Anything else?
Yeah, I had.
Those are some thoughts. I didn't answer your question, but just thoughts.
Thank you, Prabhu.
I wanted to say that I very much like the verse that you quoted from Chanakya Pandit. I can't recall it, but reading that, but that if one is engaged in sense gratification, there's no question of knowledge. And
Bogarti ha kuto vidya, vidya bogarti na kutaha. Yeah, it's just one of those. There's 108, and Prabhupada quoted about 40 of them, and he wanted the Gurukul kids to learn them. So there are some people say that this is mundane knowledge, but actually, I mean, Chanakya is even predicted as one of the, some kind of Avesh avatar, and there's a picture of him in the 11th canto.
Yeah, it's
a drawing. It's a drawing. But anyway, yeah, he synthesized. He was able to summarize a lot of Vedic knowledge. Keshava Bhaktir, he even mentions that 3 things in this world, Ganga and service to the sadhus and the Keshava Bhakti, these 3 things, he said, without those 3 things, the whole world is useless. So sometimes he gives us a glimpse. Of course, we don't take that he's a pure devotee because he was definitely in the political spectrum, but he was a brahmana. He was an advisor to the Prabhupada quote, "That's good enough for me. Anyone else can say it's mundane. That's good for them. I don't mind."
I did have a question. My wife recently was preaching to someone, and you know, there's this really wild theories out there about the Middle Earth with a sun and Apollo and their civilization. You know, there's crazy stuff. But still, what they were doing was quoting from the Ramayana, the Mahabharata.
So it's not that crazy. Why say it's crazy if they're quoting?
Okay, what they're saying is the earth is hollow and there's a sun inside of the earth. That sounds pretty wild to me.
Well, that's, I don't think that says there's a sun in the earth.
Well, this is what these people are saying. You know,
yeah, well, they're just taking stuff from here and there like a hodgepodge, right?
Right. So my question was...
Well, people say we're crazy even also for saying stuff like that, and that, you know, the earth is round, we don't know if it's flat, and the moon is, you know, farther than the sun. You know, you have to be careful if you want to impress people. I mean, apparently there was a quote that recently I read that, where did I see it? You know, you see so many things nowadays, but that, let me scrape my mind. It was Hansa Dutta, had something to do with Hansa Dutta, or some old devotees that they said to Prabhupada, but Prabhupada, you know, like now Prabhupada one time started saying that the sun, because it's the first day of the week and, therefore, the sun was closer. I mean, scientifically, that's a tough one to push over on people just by saying it's the first day of the week. You know, like Prabhupada could say it or something. But he said, "I'll say any." Apparently, Prabhupada said, "I'll say any damn thing to smash the scientists." I'll say any damn thing to smash.
Yeah, I heard Hari Kesh say that.
That was the Hari Kesh quote. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're the one who said it, actually.
Yeah, I actually heard him say it to Bhagavan. That's word for word.
You heard them, right, in Washington, D.C. or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so, that, you know, but, like, you know, we don't really have the adhikar to get away with that, you know. Like, you just can't get up and make that your first preaching thing. Yeah, well, okay. It's hard. That'll make create a stumbling block. I have to be a little, you know, go in like a needle. And just like even when we were painting for the Bhagavatam in 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th canto, there was a time when there were certain subjects that were very hard to show, like Vritrasura. I forget what paintings they were, but we mentioned to Prabhupada in a letter that these things are hard to show. He said, if it's too hard, don't touch it. Do something else. So, I mean, that would apply also to our preaching. I mean, if it's something that's over our head and we don't understand it, we can't explain it, we can't defeat the people, I'm not sure it's the best idea to go at them. You know, I mean, if you're a big scientist, an ISKCON scientist, and you know somehow how to talk their language about, you know, subatomic particles and molecular and, you know, what is it, waves, line theory, string theory, and all that, and you could talk the same lingo, which is all speculation anyway. Sariputta could do it, and some of the bigwigs scientists, devotees, they may be able to get away with that, and they could talk this, talk that, but they could always bring it back to that lingo and be able to relate to the people. I think that's great, but I personally can't do that, so I don't really go at it like from that angle.
Well, and I don't think it was just that they were making references to the Shastras to try and promote their theory, and I thought that was really wrong. You know, because there's some really wild things out there, you know, and then especially just New Age people, when they start saying, oh, this says in your scriptures.
Right, but then we have to go back, read our scripture, find out what it really says, and then preach to them and tell them, well, it doesn't really say that, and that's not the main goal. The main goal is, et cetera, you know, all of the above, and that's bukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashant, you know, they're useless.
I have something. Are you done, Ramananda?
I'm done.
Okay. There's a writer I just came across the other day, Amitabh Ghosh. He wrote a book documenting, am I too loud here? He wrote a book called The Sea of Poppies, and he showed how the British financed their rule in India by organizing an opium trade, and that also led to the China Opium Wars. And even today, there's the largest factory in the world, opium factory. It's a legal factory. I've seen a place in Bengal, right in Calcutta. You know, big sign, opium. See that. Anyway, his research turned up empirical facts that showed that the British rule was a disaster for India. Before the British came, 25% of the world trade originated in India, and by the time they left, it was less than 1%. In the last 6 months I spent in India recently, I became aware that the television has proliferated in India, and it's probably done more damage than the British and the Mughals combined, because it's given a lot of the Indians so many material desires. And although the preaching is still going strong, the pious Indians are taking to Krishna consciousness. You go on the street and you're just seeing people dress Western, and it is just a bad imitation of the West. And it hit me at one point also that without spirituality, India really doesn't have an identity.
Prabhupada said it, he said it so many times. He said, why are you imitating the West? He said, they have heavy rocket ships and computer, but you're going on with your sewing machine and bicycles, But but of course they do have their satellites and stuff, but it's a hopeless thing, and the only way is to just keep preaching. I mean, there's nothing can be done, it's rough. I mean, others are preaching, they're not preaching Krishna conscious, but there are definite pious people who are preaching some other paths but they're also not totally materialistic. I mean, the head pujari, I mean, we go to Sri Rangam or even right at our Dhammadhar temple, they've got TVs, they've all got their TVs, and I'm not sure that the Radha Damodar so-called Goswami caste there, then I've heard that they do all kinds of nonsense.
There's TVs in Vrindavan. I mean, you can see
it. I'll tell you a funny story, and probably is, I don't think Hansarupa will mind, because he tells everybody it was funny, though. When they first had TVs in Vrindavan, I mean, they were pretty far behind. At least they had a TV in 79 or 80 or so, he was in. They took this TV anyway. A guy had one on a rickshaw, and he used to park it in front of the Gurukul in Vrindavan. And it was real loud, and the kids would get distracted, and people would come and look at it because hardly anybody, I'm sure they had some TVs, but hardly anybody had one. And it was black and white. So Hansa got up on the roof or in a window up in the Gurukul, and he took his BB gun and popped it out.
Oh, no.
The guys didn't know what happened. It just, the whole thing just burst. They had no idea what happened. He shot the screen out.
It's funny. In the first Rath Yatra in New York, as the carts are going down Fifth Avenue, there were some born again Christians that had bullhorn. This guy had a bullhorn, and he's like, just fire and brimstone at the devotees, everybody's going to hell or whatever. And yeah. Mahabodhi, all he did was he went over to some vendor on the side of the street, and he got a cup of water, and he poured it down the bullhorn and shorted it out.
In last year, I was at the L.A. Rath Yatra, and I had those guys, really heavy-duty guys, in these black signs. You say fornicators, homosexuals, you have a whole list of people who are going to hell, right? On the horrible black signs with red, white, yellow letters. I got a photo of one. It's a riot, so funny. So then later on, I didn't see it, but some devotees saw some of those guys eating prasadam who were holding the signs, right? And he said, hey, what's going on? Yeah, you see guys holding the sign. You go, no, they just pay us to hold the sign. Apparently there's one or two hardcore, and they pay these other guys to go out there and do it.
Right.
They were eating prasadam. Anyway, yeah. Funny.
Yeah.
So anything else out there?
What was the, in your invocation prayers before you gave class, before you started speaking, you quoted –
tell you about
I think from Sanatana Goswami. What was that?
No, I quoted from Prabodhananda Saraswati, and just to let you know, since 1979 or even before, I've been trying to figure out where that verse was. I recently found out where it was, although I read it just now. I didn't memorize the whole thing. I've been hearing it, and it shouldn't be difficult to memorize, because Krishnadas Babaji chants that. He was an amazing chanter of verses, you know, and he used to chant Hare Krishna, and then he'd always channel a bunch of shlokas, and that was one of them. And it's taken me time. Some of them, most of them I found by now, but that one I asked so many people, so where's that? You know, I'd once been taught it by one of Prabhupada's godbrothers in Mayapur, Anand, the cook, back in 74, but I'd written it down and lost it. And then later on, I would always hear Krishnadas Babaji on this tape. And I asked everybody who knew anything, where's that shloka? You know, I'd play it for him. Finally, I don't know, I looked it up on some folio, or I looked it up on Googled it. I even had Googled it before and couldn't find it. But somehow it came to me. I was driving home. I said, let me just put this in Padmestu. The two words, and then boom, there it was. Prabodhananda Saraswati has been sitting on my bookshelf for the last 30 something years. Kusha Krata translated. It's the Navadvip Sataka, verse 84. You want me to read it again?
What's the read it. Sanskrit again, and then translate.
First of all, if you have to hear Krishnadas Babaji chant it, if you hear me, it's not exactly the same. It's like shooting a gun that has a little stick, a little flag comes out and says blank or bang, bang, you know, as opposed to the real thing, you know. He sings it, you know, he's imbued with all the emotions, you know. Ha Vishvambara Ha Maharasamaya Premaika Sampannite Ha Padmasuta Ha Dayadra. Ha means, you know, it's a lamentation. You know, and he's saying Ha Vishvambara Ha Maharasamaya, and Maharasamaya means the emblem of great sweetness, right? And we know Vishvambara means Lord Chaitanya nourishes the universe. Premaika Sampannide. So the whole line is Ha Vishvambara Ha Maharasamaya Premaika Sampannide, and Premaika means the only treasure of divine love, the ocean, the only ocean of the treasure of divine love, prema aika sampan nidhe, you know, the ocean today. Then the next line, ha padmasuta. Padmasuta means the son of Padmavati, which is Nityananda. Ha padmasuta, ha dayadra hridaya, whose dayadra means that he's so full of mercy that his heart is breaking. Brushed aika, his heart is melting and breaking, and he's the best friend, bandhu uttama, uttama bandhu. Banduttama, such great Sanskrit here, you know. Ha Padmasuta Ha Dayadra Hridaya Brashtaika Banduttama. Then the next line says is for Advaita, and he says, Ha Siteshvara, the Lord of Sita, that's the wife of Advaita. Ha Siteshvara Ha Charasharpate, who is the friend of the most fallen, the emblem of Gaura Bhakti. Oh, that was the other line. Now this one says, it says, Characharapate means he's the lord of moving and non-moving entities, and who made Gora descend. Gora Avatirna Kshama means he made Gora descend. That's Siteshvara Advaita. Then the last line, Ha Shivasa, it's the whole Panchatattva was here. Ha Shivasa Ha Gadadhareshta Vishaya Tom Megatis Tom Gati. You are all the ultimate worshipable goal of my life, of my life, and also of Shivasa and Garadhar. Anyway, I don't think you can top that. You know, there's so many good shlokas, but this got to be one of my favorites. Anything good enough for Krishna's Babaji is good enough for me, as far as shlokas. Just a matter of whether we can learn them. Actually, there's a little leela that happened. I heard one time some devotees, I don't know if it was Harishari, was they were just mentioning the Prabhupada or complaining, and Harishari was a pretty heavy guy, that devotees were chanting the Jayarada Madhava in the mood of the Gaudiya Math, you know, which is not, you know, Jaya Kunja Bihari, which is really a nice way to chant it. Anyway, basically they were chanting like Krishna's Babaji had chanted or something. So Prabhupada said, oh, let me hear it. So they played a tape, and Prabhupada sat and listened to it, and he said, it is good, but I do not think our men can chant like that. In other words, like, you know, he doesn't think our men can chant like Krishnas Babaji. That's a given, you know. Anyway, anyone who doesn't have the Krishnas Babaji CD, or we made a CD from the old tapes, but, I mean, they're missing out. Anyway, it's...
Where do you get it?
Well, no, I got one. We made them from old tapes, but, I mean, I'm surprised that people just, you're missing out. Basically.
I can send it to you. It's okay. Wonderful. Really.
Yeah, I used to have I think.
There's several. I mean, there's two main recordings. One was made by Chicago devotees earlier in 76, or yeah, I think six, with, you know, Jai Satchinanda was there. There were several, actually. And one of there's one with Uttama Shloka. He's asking him to play more Cole. Play Cole.
Right, right.
You know, like he was a Donka player. It's ridiculous. But then later on, after Prabhupada left in 79, there was a really nice one made with Yasoda Nandan. And that one, you know, they were merged. But altogether, we don't have more than 3-4 hours of Krishnadas Babaji chanting. But hey, it's all, it is really nice. I mean, I could hear that every day without a problem. I mean, there were, this Pari Brajakacharya used to be a Swami. He was traveling with Krishnadas Babaji, and he went to Prabhupada after about a month or so, and he said, you know, Prabhupada, I was with Krishnadas for a month. I never saw him eat or sleep, but he would just chant. He would stay up all night chanting Japa and Akadasi, and I never saw him sleep. He might have eaten a little prasadam, something like that. And Prabhupada just sat back, you know, real relaxed, and said, he is Paramahansa. So, I mean.
Prabhu, we had better. It's almost 10 o'clock.
Okay.
Sorry.
Jai.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Jai.
Okay.
Thank you, Pushkarji.
Our glories of Pushkar.
Haribo.
So,
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada, he dies.
Jai.
Jai.
Krishna.
Haribo.
Haribo. Haribo.